101.9 POR, John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. Joe, not able to make it in today, and not able to broadcast from home because the power's out, the internet's out, and and cell service is out.
That's the thing. If you have terrible service at your house, you're not going to be able to do a whole lot.
Not much at all.
And a lot of texts won't come through if you have an iPhone, iMessages.
Oh, yeah.
Not
That's
good.
A big problem. Yep. And there are plenty of power outages this morning. By the way, if you want to be a POR weather watcher and call us and let us know how conditions are wherever you are, 792-9767. CMP reporting 213 outages as this nor'easter sweeps through with the high winds and the heavy snow in some cases. 213,000 is more than the 200,000 that were out during the most recent ice storm.
Wow.
213,000 right now. York and Cumberland County, more than half of that with about 123,000 outages.
It's a lot, and it's going to be, you have to be patient. I think we have power here at the studio now.
Yeah,
but
in South Portland.
Yep, it's because we're right here in the city, the big city.
If you are without power, you know, some things to keep in consideration is don't open the refrigerator door.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it closed.
Anthony gets after me about that because I'm one of those people that stands there and then leaves it open because I'm a loser.
You can't do that.
I can't do that.
You can't do that. Food, according to the FDA, by the way, food is safe for 4 hours during a power outage if you avoid opening the door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
4 hours in a refrigerator, 48 hours in a full freezer.
Wow. Okay.
That's according to the FDA.
My salami. I'm going to have to eat my salami when I get home.
Now, I'll tell you right now, I know food in a refrigerator has stayed longer than that without power.
I was going to say, like, I actually yesterday dumped out my ice machine because I was thinking the power could go out at any point. Once the ice starts melting, it leaks down, and I didn't want that to happen this time. So I dumped it all out in Tupperware containers and put it in the freezer.
Smart move.
And the fridge for fresh water or whatever. I filled a bunch of water bottles, but I'm ready. I'm prepared. So that ice is probably still frozen in the freezer right now, I'm assuming.
If you're lucky.
Hopefully.
Lori and I made the mistake one time of storing stuff in a snowbank.
What?
Yeah, and then because we didn't have power. We didn't have power for one time. This was a long time ago. We didn't have power for days and days.
Yeah.
And we the storm had stopped. We took the stuff in the fridge that we didn't want to go bad and stored it, you know, buried it in a snowbank outside on the deck. Which
that's smart in theory.
What do Eskimos do?
Yeah.
And then when the sun came out, the stuff that was on the top outside edge of the snowbank.
Yeah.
Well, apparently with the sun on that, even though it was still in the snowbank and cold.
Yeah.
It was enough to spoil it.
No.
And we got so sick.
Oh, gross.
So sick.
Just be when in doubt, throw it out.
Uh-huh.
Best advice. I think my dad told me that. And I was like, you know what?
Very smart.
You're right. I'd rather throw away food, which is wasteful.
It's hard
to
do, but
do you want salmonella?
No. It does not taste good.
Not. Gross.